Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoppen. We're interviewing Caitlin Smith. She's CEO of Simple Mills. It's a remarkable story because in 2012, 24-year-old Deloitte consultant Caitlin Smith, she was in the world of business, had a food epiphany. After years of joint pain, she decided to eliminate gluten and other irritants from her diet, and she started to feel better. And lo and behold, that became a mission. She left the world of finance to start what was then a fledgling company, cottage industry, literally, with very little distribution. And now it's grown into a huge enterprise because you can find her products virtually everywhere, and you can order them online. So, Caitlin, the question I have for you is that, you know, when you make these kind of products, there are certain standards that you have to adhere to because they need to have shelf life. Shelf life is a big thing. And when you make a product that is free of preservatives, how are you going to keep it fresh? Or do you have to have very rigorous standards that can only sit on the shelves for a month or so or a couple of weeks? How do you get around that?
Well, I think there's a few different things. The first thing is having a shorter shelf life. So our products are a little bit shorter, but not so short that it causes major distribution problems. So like our crackers, for example, have a 6-month shelf life, which is probably shorter than the year or so that most conventional products have. It makes it a little bit more challenging from an operations standpoint, but it's something that's doable for us as a brand to manage. The second thing is making sure that you do have really tight quality standards in the plant and really tight quality standards on the ingredients. And so if you're working with really, really fresh ingredients, for example, you're able to achieve that shelf life, whereas maybe if you weren't working with as fresh of ingredients, you might need preservatives to keep that product fresh longer. Another thing that you have to really watch, too, is you have to watch the materials that you're using. So, for example, we actually use, in our products, films that actually help keep the product fresh longer. They are more expensive, but they help keep the product fresh longer. And so there are definitely ways to get around it. They're just, they just generally take a little bit more time or a little bit more resources just to make sure that you don't have to use the preservative.
And how about herbs as a natural preservative? Because I notice in some of your products you have rosemary. And rosemary is actually a natural antioxidant, and it has preservative benefits. Actually, that's one of the reasons why the Europeans were so avid to get spices from the Orient. In the Middle Ages, they would, you know, they have these caravan routes coming from the deep parts of Middle East and Asia to bring these valuable spices in because the Europeans had, they're eating rotten meat and they wanted to spice their foods to preserve them and also maybe cover up the, the imperfections in the flavor.
I love the history. Yeah. I didn't know that. The rosemary extract, thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, we use rosemary extract because it's actually a really high source of vitamin E, which, like you said, is a natural antioxidant, which does prevent some of that rancidity.
Yeah, because you can really taste that. If a product has been sitting there, some of these natural products, they've been sitting there too long, they turn, and then, you know, it's a problem. I haven't noticed that with your products at all. But, of course, I turn them over pretty quick. I just eat them up really fast.
Good, we like that.
Yeah. So, okay, so you describe the lineup in terms of the crackers. I know you mostly through your crackers. What other products do you have available for consumers?
Yeah, so so another one that we just launched is our ready-to-eat crunchy cookies. So we just launched a line of these. So we have a chocolate chip cookie, a toasted pecan, a double chocolate, and then a cinnamon. So hitting on some of those traditional flavors. I personally think that the chocolate chip tastes like the Chips Ahoy that in my pre-cleaning up my diet days used to love. but they're made out of just really simple whole food ingredients like almond flour, coconut oil. We're also using tiger nuts in them. So tiger nuts are prebiotic fiber that's nice gut healthy. It's actually a root vegetable that was, they think, 80% of our Paleolithic ancestors' diet.
Hmm.
So we're excited to be using that as well.
Hmm.
But again, with these products, like our baking mixes, we sweeten them with low glycemic coconut sugar, and use less of it than conventional products. So our cookies have 25% less sugar than the competition. So mm-hmm. between 4 and 6 grams of sugar per serving.
So how do you bake a cake without yeast, which is a problem for some people, without dairy? And what type of oils do you use? I mean, if you want, I guess you could use ghee as a substitute for butter. That's going to be free of dairy protein virtually. And or oils like coconut oil or olive oil.
Yeah, so interestingly, I guess it goes back to the point of believing that there might be another way. Than using dairy in baking. So with our products, I typically make them, and with our ready-to-eat products, or ready-to-eat cookies, we use coconut oil, which I really like because it's a healthier fat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and very shelf-stable, too, because the other oils will break down over time, and that, I guess, creates stability.
Yeah, it does. It's a very stable oil. So I really like working with the coconut oil, and I find that it leads to a nice whole flavor. But I guess just going back to the recipe point, we've been able to develop products that taste really delicious without the butter, or without the milk. And instead you can use, like, for example, in our cookie mix, I just use water instead of milk. Or coconut oil, and it's still a really delicious product.
Mm-hmm. And kids like them. These have been kid tested.
They have been kid tested. Just this weekend, we had our products at the Good Food Festival in Chicago, and kids were devouring the table.
Mm-hmm. And I can vouch for it because I got a 16-month-old in my family, and he looks forward to his little crackers for sure.
Excellent.
We're trying to keep him on a very clean diet. I think he's not had any wheat or dairy, and he hasn't had any sugar virtually. And your products actually fit the bill. So kudos to you. So what kind of recognition are you getting in terms of the awards or recognition from the natural products industry?
Yeah, I think the natural products industry has been really very excited about the products. So we've won things like, I don't know if you're familiar with the NextE Award at Expo West, but it's basically the award to see this is what's next in the natural food industry, Expo West being the largest natural food show in the country,
huge.
Actually the world.
Yeah,
so it's very large. They had
tens and tens and tens of thousands of visitors and literally tens of thousands of exhibitors as well. So if you're top of the heap in that lineup, that is kudos to you. Good stuff.
Thank you. But I think, too, it's been really nice to see more mainstream publications, things like the New York Times or Prevention Magazine, Parents Magazine and Health Magazine, taking note of products like this because it means that people in general are shifting to products that are truly better for them versus another really processed food.
Caitlin, can we take a moment to pause because we have a word from one of our good sponsors here on Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us after this message. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com. Okay, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors, as always. And back to our discussion with Caitlin Smith, CEO of Simple Mills. So what else can we say about this? The products are free of gluten, grain, dairy, soy, GMOs, excessive sugar, and artificial flavors and fillers. And mostly, in talking about this, you talk about there are 8 basic allergens. And I think, except for nuts, I think you managed to circumvent the majority of them. What are some of the ones that you circumvent? I guess I would have to say wheat and dairy, number one, but also eggs, corn, that would be another one. I think I hit on 4. Are there others that you scrupulously try to avoid?
Yeah, so you're exactly right. There's kind of top 8 allergies that get labeled on food products. So we are completely egg-free, peanut-free, fish-free, shellfish-free, soy-free, wheat-free. So those are the ones at the top 8. You're right, we contain tree nuts in the form of almonds and pecans. And then we do have 2 products that contain dairy, but other than that, they're dairy-free. I'm actually dairy-free myself, but we do have to have a cracker out there for the people mm-hmm. who want Cheez-Its.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's one of the most, that's a huge seller. And I think you probably don't use massive amounts. You use a little bit for flavoring, you know, and a little bit goes a long way to add that tangy zest to the cracker. So unless you're, you know, very allergic to dairy, you're probably not going to have a major effect from that if you were to include that occasionally in your diet.
Exactly. And it was really important to us when we did actually launch that SKU to launch it with a grass-fed organic dairy, mm-hmm. One that we felt really good about.
Okay. And also, you know, let's talk about GMOs. There's no GMO additives in this?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And give us information about how to get a hold of this stuff, because let's say, I mean, a lot of people are in major metropolitan areas. They can just go to Whole Foods. They can go to Target, as you say. They can go to their local health food store. A lot of the health food stores now are picking up on it and distributing it. I've seen these products in my local health food stores. But let's say somebody's in the vast hinterlands of Middle America, and how do they get a hold of your products?
Yeah, so you're correct. We're nationwide. So Whole Foods, Target, Sprouts, Wegmans, Earth Fair, HEB, Raley's, Safeway, Albertsons. So oh, wow. Stores across the country. If you go out to our website, which is simplemills.com, we actually have a store locator there that shows where you can purchase our products. And if there's not a location that's near you, there is always Amazon and Thrive, which are terrific mm-hmm. shipping yep. partners of ours.
Right, and Thrive offers some discounts as well for, you know, on free shipping. That's where, you know, I'll order above a certain threshold and I'll get free shipping, and they have decent bargains on some of these products too. Okay, so anything we want to add on this? Oh, by the way, here's another one, another accolade for you. With these successes under a belt, I'm reading your bio, Smith was recently named to the Forbes 30 Under 30 class of 2017, a highly respected roster of the brightest young entrepreneurs, innovators, and game changers in the U.S. So, you know, I could see you getting on there by making a killing in the stock market or working on, you know, making deals at a hedge fund. But isn't it fun to achieve this level of success while doing good for a lot of people? I think that's a perfect synergy between right livelihood and, you know, and success.
Yeah, it's truly exciting.
You're living
the
dream.
And I think one of the even more exciting things as I look at it is if you look back at the 2014 winners versus the 2017 winners, every year that goes forward, there are more and more natural food entrepreneurs making that list, which means that there's just even more recognition for the full industry and what role diet plays in our overall health and well-being.
Indeed. And well, thank you for your innovation, and thanks for refreshing the food industry with what I think is a very wholesome innovation. I have one caveat, which is when this stuff tastes so good, you just got to be a little careful, okay?
It's true. Yeah. I find myself having to institute some self-control.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, this is actually, and this is, and I actually wrote an article recently about paleo pitfalls. And, you know, paleo is great. It's a great lifestyle. But I think people have sometimes capitalized on paleo by making, I don't know, paleo bars that are maybe a little too delicious tasting and sugar laden. You know, it's natural sugar. And yeah, okay, it's dairy free and wheat free and, you know, it's natural. But you can't subsist on that. You really need to eat the fresh fruits and vegetables, and the, grass fed, meats and, you know, wild caught fish, that are really the base for this diet. And then, you know, 5% of your diet can be these, delicious, scrumptious add-ons. You know, you can't subsist on crackers. I mean, I could, but you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. Okay. It's very
so,
true.
So that being said, I don't want to undercut your business, but I don't think I can. I think you're on a roll anyway. Thank you very much for joining us, and thanks for your contribution. And I wish you the greatest success, and continue to enjoy your products.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let's give the website once again. Caitlin Smith, CEO of Simple Mills. The website is Simple Mills.
Great.
That's pretty easy. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.